Hello? Hello? Hey. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. Let me just walk out. Thank you. Okay. So it was weird. I called the number, right? And like the answering machine, there's like something in the answering machine now. Like, what the fuck? Like some ghetto guy like talking on the answering machine and said one of the names that you said. Like, I don't understand the joke. I don't get it.
So it was just an answering machine, no one spoke to you?
No. Like, they didn't pick up.
And like, were they talking all
And in the
together?
answering machine, all of a sudden, I don't know, like, because I can't hardly remember, like, my friend had to, like, find out for me, you know? And it was like they said, I don't know if they said their name was whatever, that Tudo or Taco or whatever shit they said on the answering machine. All of a sudden. Now it has an answering machine. Like a voicemail, I mean.
The voicemail say.
That like I don't know. Let me find out because it's like I can't like really talk at work and then I couldn't really understand
Call
them.
when you call, do you call with a call block?
Huh? Yeah.
Do you call? Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. No matter what phone you're using, it still show, you know?
Well, it doesn't show who's calling though.
I know how to block a call.
Right.
That's not the point, but it's
It's
like.
*67. So I did that. It rang 7 times. I'll be there in 1 minute. Without Tylenol? Vicodin, it's acetaminophen, it's ibuprofen, it's not Tylenol. Yeah. Okay.
I, you know, it's like fucking lady. Get the fuck out the way, stupid ass.
Yeah, I would do this. I would, I guess just call again later,
Yeah,
and
I'm gonna
just.
say, you know what? With all this crank calling, I'm gonna call from every fucking body's phone and fucking leaving a message in everybody's fucking phone. From everybody's phone. Wanna play games? Wanna play games?
Really, really fucking odd because they picked
It's
up on
weird, but
themselves
it's for you.
and they called. And I mean, the only thought in my head is because so I've got one thing. Maybe you could find out, or I'm going to wait a couple of days and then I may call the person back. So the person was, when they answered the phone at first, they weren't that ghetto. And as they started talking to me, they started talking more tough, but it was more of like a, I could hear a New York accent in there. And it sounded like
Yeah,
a white guy
no.
from New York.
The voicemail sound is New York, but I gotta find out what's going on. But I'm saying I'm gonna call from somebody else's phone because I don't want my phone because you know I use this phone for work.
Right. And
Like,
the
and the
thing
last thing
is,
I need is like somebody crying calling me.
right, listen, one thing is this, either maybe that person will want to meet someone and talk to them about what their issue is, or I want to ask the person,
No,
say,
they're gonna have an issue because you don't just go threatening people, throwing out names.
they're saying that I'm helping a Katie, or not me, but my family's helping a Katie and her family and some other guy that's name began with a T that I've never, I'm like, dude, I don't, never met any of these people. He goes, well, you not, but the family has been, and they've been helping him, her and her family and this other
You
guy.
haven't met, but then they're like, it makes no
But
sense
he,
to start
but he's
this thing
like, he's like, because he
at
asked
his
me who I
house.
was, and I was like, none of your business. So I was almost, in hindsight, what I should have said was, who, because I have a big, because this is a big family and there's lots of cousins.
Yeah.
Who in my, because the Adelson family is a big family. So
Yeah.
what I should have said to the guys, who in my family, who in the Adelson family owes somebody money? Give me the name. He goes,
Yeah, of
give me
course.
the
So you can
name,
like
and then I
pinpoint
will
it.
go to that person in that family and say, who did you not pay? I want to know the name. I want to know the name. The only name they keep throwing out is that this Adelson family is helping out Katie and some guy named T and their family, and this guy needs your help, and it's not right. And he's like, this problem's not going away. He goes, this is not going away. He's like, it's
okay,
fucked up that you're not helping.
Right there. Right. That's fucked up that you're not helping. Like, who the fuck are you? How the fuck am like,
so,
who are you?
Listen, that's like me calling someone up and being like, yeah, I know you killed JFK. You need to pay me. Okay, well, guess what? You didn't kill JFK.
That is the wrong example. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
Well,
I don't get it.
My point
you
is
always use that example.
Well,
like,
because,
I don't get it.
Well, because JFK died in 1963. And you weren't born then. My point is that I had nothing to do with any of this craziness. I want to know who in my family owes somebody money, because I'm going to go to that person and say, what's going on? And that's what the next conversation I have with this person is going to be me, if it comes to it, me saying, who owes money? If someone owes money, you got to give me a name. Not like,
yeah, oh, exactly.
Who
in my family? Where do you want to be?
My mom doesn't know who any of these people are. My dad.
No, I want to set up whoever this fucking person is trying to fucking say shit or do whatever it is to your family, starting to harass your family. Like, it's getting me mad. So
well, I don't know.
Mad.
I don't know why they keep bringing up people who I've never met.
Exactly. That's why it's like, who are you? Number one, okay, you need something. Who are you then? What's your real name? What's your address? Who do you have a problem with?
Yeah, who in my family owes you money? And don't say the last name, because I'm going to go to that person and tell them, if you owe this person money, what is it about? Number one. And then I'm going to tell them, go pay them. But you got to tell me who to go talk to. Not like, oh, somebody with the last name Adelson. Well, guess what? That's like saying someone with the last name
and calling
of Rodriguez.
And shit. Like, what
yeah,
is
someone
that?
With the last name Rodriguez. It was funny. Well, give me the fucking first name. And I will go talk to, if it was my brother who was behind this, I'm going to fucking find out. I mean, fuck, if it was my brother, I'll turn him in and get the reward money. My brother's a piece of shit. So I'm saying, like, give me the name of who owes your friend or friend's family money. And this guy said to me, he said, listen, I was with him up in Broward. I knew everything that went on.
I was up with him in Broward. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Yes, yeah, something about Broward.
I was up with him in Broward doing what?
I don't know if some guy
he's
talking
a family
about.
Member, but he said he's a family member.
He said he was his brother.
But he's incarcerated.
No. He said it was this that guy's Tuco or whatever's brother. He said, I'm his brother. I was with him up in Broward when he told me what everything happened. That's exactly
who
what
was
I,
up with him in Broward. And
I don't know what he was
that happened.
I don't know if he was in jail with him, visiting him in jail.
Like,
I don't know
he
if he
needs
was.
To. He needs to, like, fucking, it's like, if people just can be fucking Googling shit or whatever it
well,
is.
Well, exactly. But the only reason I'm even bothering calling you is because they keep wanting to talk about you. Or if I was the wrong person, then I would feel even horrible. But this person doesn't matter. Like, you're still harassing my fucking family. And I want to stop. I mean, when you meet someone face to face on the street, when you send them a letter, and then when you start calling their office, the next call is to the FBI.
Exactly.
And,
no, I agree.
And my
I
thing
will
is
personally
this.
Go there.
I don't. I don't want anyone to go to jail, because you know what? People get mad when they go to jail, and they feel like they have to get somebody back. Same reason when my jet ski got stolen, I don't even care who fucking stole it. I said, sure, give me my money back. It sucks it got stolen. Move on. I wouldn't want to catch the guy who stole my jet ski. Why? It's grand theft. I don't want to put anyone in jail who knows what the fuck it was.
Okay, but you know what? If this person keeps fucking saying shit, then they need to start giving information. They need to start saying something instead of
They need to tell me who owes the money.
Not a fucking psychic. Nobody's a psychic.
Yeah,
okay?
I mean, a family's,
what is
got
problem, exactly?
A family's got lots of members. So, or it could have been a cousin of mine. It could have been my brother. Like, who owes the money? And I will call
and
that
what
person
money?
Now.
Like, who? Like, you know, I could threaten anybody saying, I can't do that. somebody calls my phone back, like, I don't, like, I'm always like, hey, who's this?
I'm just curious to see who's so interested in your family and what's going on.
That's why. It's like, that's why it's pissing me off. It's like, why am I being thrown into something?
If they weren't talking about you and some other guy whose name goes by T, it seems like everyone goes by T these days, but whatever the guy's other name is, he said it so quick, I don't even remember. But if he wasn't talking about you, your name, and then some other guy's name begins with T.
You're just saying too much now. I don't even know what the fuck you're saying.
That's what I'm repeating to you, what the guy said.
I know, I heard you the first time.
But that's
like
the only reason. I know, but
I'm
saying,
repetitive and like, it's just become nonsense.
The only reason I called you is because this guy's bringing you guys up, which has nothing.
I know a million people that starts with a T. I know a million. I know a T gets a freaking a Tony, a freaking Taco, a freaking bro. Everybody has a nickname. Like,
I'm so bad at names. I think I called the guy Simon or Sammy or I don't even know what the fuck I called him. I don't even think I called
him. That is such a fucking white person's name.
But then when I told my mom I called Simon, my mom goes, it was Sammy. I go, oh, it's beginning with an S. I fuck everyone.
Now with Sammy, I'm like, oh, but then he responded, oh, so what is your last name? What is your address?
Yeah.
So that I can send your mother a fucking letter or meet your mother in the freaking middle of the street.
Yeah. Let's
That's
going
to be the next call.
Yep. Let's find him.
All right. Hey,
what's his problem? Because he's about to have a big problem.
He's going to have a fucking big ass problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I am the fucking wrong person. God forgive him that he fucking said the wrong fucking name, because now it becomes my business.
I'll pick a new name next time to reference.
All right. I hate that shit.
By the way, did you ever get a chance to pick up
that package?
I fucked bitches
up for no reason.
You never picked up the package, did you?
I mean, I'm fucking all the way over here. Like, I gotta get my kids. I'm trying to figure out if I can go up like later on.
Okay, let me know. But I have
to work.
I'm still here. I'll probably be here at least another hour.
Yeah, but I mean, you're gonna be home, right?
Yeah, I'll be home. I should be home by 7.
Okay, but you can meet me halfway, so I don't have to.
I know. Okay. I forgot.
Anyways, I gotta tell you stuff about work anyways. I have a lot of shit that I have to tell you about work.
All right. Yeah, I've been getting bad reviews on online studio work on that too. But let me
I put nothing but good reviews. What are you talking about?
I know. All right, let me call you later.
Bye.
Okay.